Okay, let's go ahead and get started. I would like to call the December 8th, 2011 meeting of the Board of Adjustments to order. Could I have a roll call, Lisa?
Falk?
Here.
Powell?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Gallagher?
Here. Okay, second item on the agenda is to review the board procedures. For the public here, the Board of Adjustments is a five-member board appointed by the mayor. We just had a vacancy, so we're operating at four right now, and probably will be up to the full limit five in January or February. It's the responsibility of this board to interpret the city's zoning ordinance as applies to special uses and variances. Public hearings are held monthly, and after each board member has the opportunity to visit the site in question. So for the three cases this evening, all of us have gone out and looked at the premises. A decision regarding the request will usually be made at the public hearing meeting. At this the hearing, we invite the applicants to speak to their request as well as anyone else either for or against it. We ask all speakers to go to the podium in the back of the room with your comments so they can be officially recorded. When you do go back there, and identify yourself as your name and your address so we can get that recorded as well. The board has been mailed a copy of the minutes of the meeting November 10th, 2011. So I'd entertain a motion to approve those minutes.
So moved.
Seconded.
So all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? So the motion has been carried to approve the minutes of November 10th, 2011. The fourth item on the board, and for those folks that want to look at the agenda, it should be a stack of them back there in the podium, so you're welcome to take a look at how things will work this evening. So the fourth item is to hold a public hearing on the following items. And the first case is case 11073 at 6023 Whispering Hills Drive in R1 District. A request for a variance to allow a 6-foot high fence and a required front yard submitted by John Klein. So, John, is there an affidavit publication?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we received the affidavit this morning.
Okay, so would you give us your staff report?
The site is located east of Devil's Glen Road and then north of Hopewell, and the property in question is outlined in yellow on the graphic currently being displayed. The applicant would like to place some fence panels and a portion of a fence adjacent to the near the property line that's adjacent to Hopewell, and also on the east side of the property. The approximate fence placement is shown on the graphic now being displayed with the yellow line. Few things that the applicant is running into, as we often hear from many individuals on corner lots. The corner lot, of course, has the two front yard setback requirements, and in this area, any area from the red line on to the south is considered a front yard setback. If we have three or fewer unconnected fence panels, then staff treats those as either lawn ornaments or landscaping augmentation, and we do not apply the fence regulations towards them. So technically, these two portions here would not need a variance. We would consider those to be part of the landscaping and lawn ornaments. But since it's being incorporated into this overall plan, we felt it was best that we include all of the fence panels into this variance request. Three or more connected fence panels, from staff's interpretation, that is considered a fence and must abide by the setback requirements. If allowed, this fence will be at least 30 feet setback from Hopewell Avenue, also 40 feet setback from Whispering Hills Drive. The 30-foot vision triangle is approximately in this area here. The fence will have absolutely no impact on the vision triangle. We don't see any issues with line of sight issues related to the intersection. This fence will be well incorporated into the existing landscaping. I believe this gives you a real good idea. And a large portion of this fence probably will not even be visible to those who are driving by the property or using the recreational trail. Having mentioned the recreational trail that was just recently put in this area, as you're well aware of, this is one of the reasons the applicant would like to place the fence panels and the fence portion in this area. Obviously, most of their outdoor activity is taking place on the patio area, and this fence will serve to help provide privacy from that recreational trail. In March of 2009, at 6021 Emery Court, the board approved a 6-foot-high fence to run completely alongside this same recreational trail. And at that time, the board did recognize that for the very few corner lots adjacent to this new recreational trail, the board recognized that there was a hardship because of the recreational trail that was put in, and that was approved. Staff certainly feels that this request will be much less noticeable to the public from the roadway or the recreational trail than the previously approved one. I believe that summarizes the requests before us. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. I would declare that the public hearing is open, so make this official. And I would ask if anybody would like to speak forward. Is the applicant here and would like to talk to this request? Okay, is there anybody who would like to speak to this request? Does anybody speak against the request? So with that said, I'd close that part of this public hearing and turn it to the board and see what kind of comments or conversation you folks would like to speak to on this subject.
How far from the lot line will the new fence be to the cornfield?
The lot line adjacent to the cornfield?
Yes.
Be very close, if not on that
within
lot
a foot? A foot of the lot line?
Yes. That's the reason that the fence is going to stop where it is because the vegetation from the farmer's area right there is already there, so it really didn't need to be incorporated any further. And again, what he's trying to accomplish is some privacy for the patio from the recreational mm-hmm. trail, and this serves that purpose.
But it will be at least a foot away from the lot line?
It may or may not be. That would not be an issue with us because that would be considered a rear lot line, so he could put it right up to the lot line.
Good.
Without any variance.
Okay.
So that would be entirely up to him.
Just a question, John.
Yes, sir.
Any other comments?
Well, only that I would like to offer support for this application simply because there are additional forthcoming mitigating circumstances that will make that lot even more important. I'm sure the applicant is well aware of the fact that the area south of him has been sold for residential development, and there's going to be quite a bit of heavy traffic there. So I can appreciate the fact that that's going to be his only salvation.
The landscaping is today. It looks beautiful. It really is.
Yeah, I think that's a great combination or integration of both landscaping and putting a little more privacy with these fence panels here. So I think it's going to look really great. Mm-hmm. I'd entertain a motion here.
I'll move that we approve case 11-073.
I'll second.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Against? Motion is carried. Let's go to the next item on the agenda, case 11074, 2975 Elk Drive. It's an A2 district. A request for a variance to reduce the required side yard setback from 5 feet to 2.5 feet to allow for construction of a shed. Submitted by Melinda Kohler. John, do you want to give us a has that affidavit been published?
It has.
John, you want to give us your staff report?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The site is off of Belmont Road, east of the area of Pleasant Valley High School and the entrance to Scott Community College, and is nearly at the north end of Elk Drive, and it is outlined with the yellow line on the graphic being displayed. The applicant has placed a small shed on the property to the east of their attached garage. Inadvertently, it was the front portion of that shed was placed within 2.5 feet of that side property line. The required setback, of course, is 5. The rear portion of the shed is at the 5-foot setback. The yellow line on the graphic being displayed represents an existing fence. The applicant, like many people, felt that that fence was on the shared property line, and therefore put the fence or put the shed 5 feet away from that fence, and then later found out that the property line did not coincide with the fence, and that was the only reason that this discrepancy occurred. Staff certainly feels that the intent was for the applicant to place it at the proper setback. Because of the size of this shed, it's so small, it did not require a building permit. So we only became aware of this after the fact, after the shed went up, because there were no inspections that were required once I keep saying fence, and it's a shed. I believe I even did that in my report. The shed was already put up before the error was caught. Although we don't cite any hardship in this case, I certainly do feel that the intent was there to follow the code when the shed was erected in its current location. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Is the applicant here to speak to this request? Okay.
I'm Melinda Kohler. I live at 2975 Elk Drive. I actually went to the city thinking I needed a permit, so I got the little slip and I pulled a permit to do a deck around the whole other side of my house. I saw the 5 foot, thinking that the fence was his property line. I've lived there a year now and I've mowed both sides of the fence and trimmed because he doesn't do his lawn. I thought I was doing it the right way. I had a concrete slab poured professionally. I've had it built professionally to find out I have the one corner, not the whole shed, just one corner is 2.5 feet too close. Or it should be 5 and it's 2.5 feet. So now if I was to have to remove it, I'd have to dig up the concrete. It'd really be really expensive. I became aware of it when a city official pulled up to my house and told me about it. And then the neighbor was in his lawn. That's the first time in a year that I've met him. Quite honestly, I put the shed there too on that side, purposely trying to hide his deck that he has clutter that, thanks to you guys coming out, he cleaned up last week. Anyway, I did not mean to do it that way, and I really hope, because the fence has already been established by him, I just don't see it causes him any grief at all to have it too close there. I hope I don't have to move it. I didn't know if you had any questions by me.
Is the neighbor comfortable with this?
He's comfortable. We shook hands when I went over. After the city official was there, I went over and talked with him, and he was under the understanding, since I was too close, that his property would end up moving back 5 feet. And I told him that's not the case. His property line stays the same. It's just that the variance makes it where I'm 2.5 feet too close. And he said he didn't have any problem with that as long as his property line wasn't being moved back another 5 feet. And we shook hands. And he didn't come tonight, so.
And that question was asked of staff as well by the adjacent owner, and we assured them that variance does not move his property line.
Any other questions for the applicant? Thank you. Is there anybody else here to speak to this case for the case? How about anybody who wants to speak against the applicant's request? Okay. Board, any comments or questions?
I don't have a problem with it. I just have a concern about the future. that if the shed is ever removed, that someone couldn't put another shed back there, the same place, because the shed isn't going to last forever. Is there any restriction that can be put on that?
You could make, if it would be your desire to give approval for this, make the approval conditional upon the existing shed only, and if it's removed, then it would be required to be put at the proper setback, if that's what your desire is.
That's what I was thinking, yes.
Well, and what about expansion of the existing, or the shed that's out there now? That, would that cover that as well? So they can't.
It's your call. If that's the way you want to make the motion, then we certainly.
What was your motion, Bryce?
Well, not necessarily motion, but would it cover if they're, you know, if they wanted to expand the shed? I don't see that as being a real big issue right now, but. Future property owners or
expanded towards a tighter variance than the 2.5 feet is what you're thinking, or just going
just anywhere. If they, let's see, if they continued on to the north, it would continue getting closer to the property. If they were to continue it on to the south, it wouldn't make a difference.
What you're saying, if they expand the shed in size in any way, if then they should move it 5 feet from the lot line.
I'm just bringing up the question.
Okay.
Should that be of concern, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
If you make the approval this evening on a 2.5 foot variance, that's all they get. If they expand it to the north and it starts getting closer, they don't have a variance.
They don't have a variance
that.
To do that. That's true. Yep.
The hill actually kind of goes up to its bend.
Mm-hmm.
It really wouldn't know if it ever really want to do that, to be quite honest. To get closer.
So the fence is, in essence, 7.5 feet on one end and 5 feet from the other. Is that, would that be right? The fence?
I'm 5 foot away from the fence on the one corner there.
7.5 on the other, right?
Two and a half.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah,
okay.
On the one corner.
When you're out there, it looks all squared up, but the fence must be angled.
Laid out.
I didn't drive up the driveway. I'm sorry. And I did.
I met those children too.
Any other comments? Do you have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the request for variance to reduce the required side yard setback to 2.5 feet.
I'll second.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Okay.
Against? The motion carries. Okay, third case. Case 11075 at 3220 Zimmerman Drive. It's an I-3 district. A request for a variance to reduce the required sign setback from 25 feet to 3 feet submitted by Dan Santry. John, has there been an affidavit for publication?
Yes, there has.
Could we have the staff report, please?
Thank you again, Mr. Chairman. This site is located at the intersection of Zimmerman Drive and State Street, Highway 67, and is adjacent to the LeClaire manufacturing property. The applicant would like to place a business sign in front of the business so that it could be readable from State Street for people coming to the business. And the requested location would be within 3 feet of the front property line. The approximate location of the sign is shown on the graphic being displayed with the white line. Many industrial properties are fenced, and probably most of these industrial properties are fenced. And usually that is on the property line. In this case, the fence was set back varyingly from the front property line. On the east end, it's 15 feet setback, and then on the west end, it is 40 foot setback from the front property line. That's why the individual would like to place the sign in front of the fence, is that fence is set back so far and gets farther and farther set back as you go to the west. property has some unique features about it. First of all, there is an extra 50 foot of unused right-of-way that is owned by the state that is adjacent to the roadway. The roadway property line is indicated right here with that line, and then there's an extra area 50 foot deep in this area of unused right-of-way, which pushes the property line back from what many other property lines adjacent to State Street are. And also, the applicant is having problems with the vegetation and a large berm in the west area that would make it difficult for the sign to be visible if it were set back farther from State Street. The adjacent trees and berms do block the visibility to the west, and the applicant doesn't have any control of most of that as it's on the neighboring property. The requested sign is 96 square feet. It appears to be appropriate size, especially given the setback that it would be at. If approved, the sign would still be 50 feet back from the right-of-way line adjacent to the roadway and 75 feet back from the nearest portion of the paved portion of the roadway. So a 96 square foot sign seems appropriate given a 75 foot setback from the paved portion of the roadway. Recently we had a revision of the sign ordinance, and the allowed signage is based on the linear frontage added to the setback of the building, and then we use that formula to decide what size sign that they could have with a maximum 300 square foot sign. I can assure you, given the large width of the lot and the large setback of the building, they would have the ability to put up to that 300 square foot sign, and the 96 seems to be an appropriate size given the chosen location. I believe that summarizes the issue that the applicant was running into. Also, the actual reason for this location is the fence is gated at that area, so they would have the ability to go through the gate and maintain the sign, keep up any maintenance with it that would be needed. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Is the applicant here to speak to this request? Yes, please. And your name and address, too.
I'm Dan Santry. I'm the operations manager over at 3220 Zimmerman Drive, Daily Express. One other thing that I wanted to point out is that there is a light pole, electrical pole on that end at the where the 40-foot space is, right at the very end. I don't know if John, I don't know if you can circle right there. So in the fence, there's an opening to where Mid-American can get through to get over there to work on the lines. If we had the fence further back that way, it would be in the way to where Mid-American would be able to get through, should we have an outage.
Okay.
So that's about it. I think John pretty much summarized everything else for me.
Any questions for Mr. Santry from the board? Okay, thank you. Is there anybody else here that would like to speak for the applicant's request? Seeing none, how about anybody who wants to speak against it? Okay, we don't have anybody there as well. Board members, any questions or comments?
No.
Entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve case number 11-075 at 3220 Zimmerman Drive.
Second?
I'll second.
The motion, and we have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Against? Motion carries. That completes the agenda items tonight. Is there any other business, John?
Nothing else to bring forward to the board.
Okay, great. I'd entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second?
You bet.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.